Feature Hero Anicia Kazorkowitz by Annie Merkley. How far would you travel for work? Grueling commutes are common the world over. However, some are tracks of devotion and dedication rather than sheer necessity. Anicia Kazorkowitz wakes up before the sun to prepare food, coffee, and tea for her long journey to teach English. The schools in the River Delta, Paraná, in Argentina, where she works, take up to 4 hours one way to reach from her home in Olivos, a northern suburb of Buenos Aires. She heads out the door with the first hints of dawn, morning birds chirping as the dark of night lessens its hold on the light. Kazorkowitz walks a few blocks to a bus stop and commences her journey with an hour ride to Tigre, the Delta port town where the bustling Flival boat station is located. In the early morning light, teachers, students, and residents line up as the launches, water school buses, and taxis maneuver the brown waters with a choreographed grace. The wooden launches are laden with passengers. As the engines hum, students play games as the teachers communally share mate, traditional Argentine tea, and socialize. The female students wear white pinafores over their street clothes, and the boys wear white over jackets that resemble lab coats. The teachers also adorn similar uniforms. It's a slow expedition crossing many rivers. The ochre-brown waters churn behind the lancha, and the reeds sway in the wake. Dogs come out to the home's boat, landings to bark as the lancha slows to pick up students or to deliver mail. Kazorkowitz smiles and tilts her head back in an enchanted state, saying how much she loves the smell of the trees, flowers, and river. Bliss radiating off of her, the boat slowly empties, and after over 3 hours on the lancha, we reach our remote destination of Primary School 16. This semester, she divides her time between four different schools of varying distances. When asked why she travels so far to teach, she replied with earnest care, quote, "Because I think these kids don't have the same opportunities kids from city areas have. One thing that I have is that we did not choose where we were born. So if you had had more possibilities in life because life has been generous with you and you were brought up in a house where education was important, you had the opportunity to learn a language and you had the opportunity to travel. I think that you have to give back something of all that for others to enjoy." The students at Primary School 16 are so isolated, many have never even visited Buenos Aires. Kazorkowitz said, quote, "Because they don't travel often, I need to open the world for them. They need to know that people from other countries are also friends and that there are good people in other parts of the world, too, and they need to know how important speaking English is." With English, Kazorkowitz uses the platform of teaching a new language to cover a multitude of topics, quote, "You can do whatever you want with English. Take it to the literature field, take it to the science or social field. And at the same time, you start giving them the basic tools that they need to communicate." She continued with a grin, ear to ear, and raised her hand for emphasis. "But having fun. You can learn having fun. And you learn best if you have fun. All these things bring magic." She's introduced iEARN, an international cultural exchange that connects classrooms across the globe to enhance understanding and empathy for students living in extraordinarily diverse environments. And Trendy Teddy's Traveling, a project affiliated with iEARN, where teddy bears are taken home by students in other countries and sent back with a diary and photos. Kazorkowitz has also utilized her English classes to teach her students to care for their environment. By sampling the water from different rivers in the Delta to creating a short video with her students from School 26 about respecting the delicate balance of nature in the area. She's aiding in the preservation of a UNESCO-declared reserve and biosphere, the Paraná Delta. Even after 20 years of teaching, Kazorkowitz is passionate about always trying new activities to get her students thinking about grander ideas. With the introduction of the My Hero Project, she had her classes ponder the definition of a hero, discussing how heroes are real-life people and not comic book characters with capes. She then invited local community heroes to be interviewed by the students. Each of the schools are individually overseen. The schools are very grassroots organized to construct, maintain, or repair from the common flood damage. The unfortunate fact is that funds for public schools are sparse in Argentina. Each of the community heroes have lent helping hands and committed much of their lives to looking after the schools and surrounding nature. At School 26, the students interviewed Granny Elsa Ensunza, whose family donated the land for the school to be built on and has had constant care for the school. You can see the appreciation as the whitewashed school with blue trim, which is common aesthetics in the Delta, is clean, organized, and a nurturing learning environment. Granny Elsa runs a little snack shop during recess as a special treat to the kids and is often seen picking up trash, caring for the grounds, as if an extension of her own home. At School 16, the students interviewed Roxana Bogia, who was a student of the school decades ago and a member of the community who offered her free time to help however she could. School 16 also has a wonderful Commodore dining hall that the community came together to build after the basement cafeteria had been destroyed during a flood. Blanca San Pietro and Gladys Pinazzo, who have worked at the school for years, were paramount in helping with the new Commodore. And at the beautiful dark wooden school in Isla Martin Garcia that just celebrated its 125th anniversary, the community hero interviewed was Alcides Galarza. The children sat in a circle and asked such thoughtful questions, filled with reverence for a man who spent his life tending to the island. Isla Martin Garcia is a nature and wildlife reserve unto itself and is an exceptionally stunning part of the Delta with only 123 inhabitants. The school students and staff consist of fewer than 20 in total. It's an intimate and gracious environment. Even though Kazorkowitz's title is English professor, her role in inspiring positive change in the students at school is astounding. She brings so much more to the table than just teaching English. A student of hers for 4 years, starting from 95, Ezequiel Pavan, said that he remembers Kazorkowitz full of energy with such a beautiful disposition and always positive. He recalls clearly all these years later that during his English classes with her, she would always ask questions that made him reflect and contemplate internally. He said that what she taught him has always stayed with him in his life. Kazorkowitz is not alone in making the massive treks to these remote schools. Dozens of dedicated teachers and principals make the same remarkable journey to educate children of these outlying areas. Many could work in Buenos Aires, have a less of a commute, and earn more money, but their affection for the students of the Delta lures them in. Both principals of Martin Garcia, Rosana Paleta, and of School 26, Marcello Lorito, believe the biggest problem that faces the students is the inaccessibility to medical care in case of emergencies. But Paleta and Garcia love their jobs immensely. The smiles on their faces as they spoke of their students was one of joy and appreciation. As I sat on the boat landing of School 16 with Kazorkowitz, sharing a mate during our interview, I became hugely emotional and humbled. I'd been introduced to the astounding life on the Delta, one filled with verdant swaying trees and communities living so rurally and in harmony with the rippling river. I was fortunate enough to speak to the students and share with them my life story, with the use of a globe and pictures I shared with them the many places I'd visited. Many of the students had never met a person from outside of Argentina before, and I felt incredibly fortunate to share laughter with these amazing children and answer their inquisitive questions. Kazorkowitz welcomed me into her home, sharing food and stories with me. She went out of her way to help me get to know the schools in the Delta in order to write this piece for my hero. She invited me into an obscure part of the globe and made me fall in love with the Paraná Delta schools and students just as she does. She entirely changed my experience of Argentina and in doing so became a personal hero to me. After a moment of silence at the end of our interview, I asked her why she thinks teaching is so important. She turned and replied, her eyes filled with eminent kindness, quote, "I think teachers are like second mothers, and your role is to help them walk. They start walking with small steps, and they will move on walking with bigger steps till they go. I think a teacher's role is to help them walk and to stand proud."